headless UI primitives. Now, Shadzen is making Base UI, a newer library from the MUI team, the default foundation.
The technical reasons are worth understanding. Radix, while excellent, has had some persistent pain points around animation and certain interaction patterns. Base UI was built with some of those lessons incorporated, and it offers more flexibility in certain areas. But the interesting thing about Shadzen specifically is that its model has always been copy the components into your project rather than install a package dependency. That means this default change affects new projects and new users much more than existing projects.
There's a version of this story that's just a library updated its default, but the HN discussion, 151 points, 51 comments, reveals what's actually happening. Shadzen became infrastructure. When you're used by enough projects and developers, your defaults become the starting point for an enormous amount of production code. That's a kind of influence that comes with responsibility, and the community is processing what it means that this particular maintainer is comfortable making that call.
The "if you're a button, you have one job" essay, 251 points, 136 comments, connects beautifully to this. The author's argument is deceptively simple. Interactive elements on the web have accumulated so many behaviors, roles, and accessibility implications over time that basic things like buttons often fail to do their one core job, be clearly, reliably clickable and activatable. The essay is a love letter to semantic HTML and a critique of the complexity that JavaScript-heavy UI frameworks introduce.
What I find compelling about the HN thread response is that it's not just front-end developers engaging. You have back-end engineers, accessibility specialists, and product managers all finding something relevant in the argument. The post touched something that a lot of people feel but don't have clean language for, the sense that UI components have gotten baroque and fragile at the same time.
Fast Software, The Best Software by Craig Maude is a 2019 essay that keeps recirculating on HN because its argument doesn't age. Maude's position is that speed isn't a feature. It's a proxy for a deeper quality of care and craftsmanship. When software is fast, it means the people who built it were paying attention to the moment-by-moment experience of using it. The essay uses specific examples. Envault, IA writer, specific versions of specific apps that he found faster at particular tasks than their successors. The HN community keeps surfacing this piece because it articulates something that's hard to put into product specs.
This is one of those essays I think about in a business context, because fast is measurable and feel of care is not, but they're correlated in ways that matter for user retention. Products that are genuinely fast tend to build habitual daily use in a way that slower products don't, even when the slower products have more features. That's a real competitive advantage that doesn't always show up in standard product metrics.
The Just Learn SQL post, originally from 2014, resurfaced with 203 points and 234 comments this weekend, is another perennial that keeps finding new relevance. The author's argument is that ORMs solve a real problem, the impedance mismatch between object-oriented code and relational data, but that they solve it by hiding the very thing you need to understand to write correct, efficient data access code. The HN thread this time is particularly interesting because it's happening in a world where AI coding assistants can generate SQL pretty fluently, which changes the calculus somewhat. If the cognitive cost of writing SQL is lower because you have good AI assistants, the case for ORMs weakens further.
There's also the Pandoc Lua filters documentation making the rounds, 79 points, which is a more niche but genuinely interesting developer tool story. Pandoc is one of those tools that serious technical writers and documentation engineers rely on heavily. Lua filters let you programmatically manipulate the document AST, the intermediate representation Pandoc creates when converting between formats. It's powerful and underutilized, and the HN appreciation for it reflects a community that values deep, composable tools over shallow, opinionated ones.
And the Zig package management story deserves real attention. The Zig core team has moved all package management functionality from the compiler itself into the build system. 211 points, 67 comments. On the surface, this sounds like internal plumbing, but it reflects a fundamental design philosophy. the compiler should be minimal and correct, and everything else should be built on top of it as a first-class user of the same APIs available to anyone. It's the Unix philosophy applied to language toolchain design. The practical effect is that package management becomes more hackable, more auditable, and easier to replace or extend without touching compiler internals.
For Zig's positioning against languages like Rust and C++, this matters. Zig has always competed partly on the basis of simplicity and understandability of its toolchain. Keeping the compiler small and moving complexity to the build system is a consistent expression of that bet. Whether the language achieves the adoption needed to validate that design approach is a separate question, but the internal consistency is notable.